أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى continues to speak about the kind of honor, احترام one should have had for Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and Allah سبحانه وتعالى Here speaks about the second etiquette or the second adab. The first was do not advance ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, neither in your word. Do not speak before he speaks. Do not walk ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do not eat before Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam eats. And as a matter of fact, do not do anything before he does or he gives you permission to do. Second is, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have believed, who have brought iman, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi, Do not raise your voices louder than the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa la tajharu lahu bil qawl, And do not elevate your voices, Do not make your voices louder in your speech. كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ Like you would speak loudly to each other. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about an etiquette that is absolutely important that in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether one is speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or people are speaking amongst themselves, not to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they are in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they would not raise their voices higher than the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yesterday we discussed that an incident had taken place between Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in their discussion of who should be the Amir, who should be the leader of the Banu Tamim tribe. And in that discussion, they naturally had elevated and heightened their voices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah with regards to them. Now what was very, very important was, what was their reaction thereafter? It comes in a narration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qasam of Allah, that from now onwards, I would speak to you like how one person whispers to another person. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for the balance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, spoke so softly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there were certain occasions when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would have to ask Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to repeat what he was saying so that he would understand. Then we find that when this ayah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas, he was a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and like how some have a naturally loud voice, his voice was naturally loud, so when he would speak in his natural tone, it would be louder than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the revelation of this ayah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found Hazrat Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu missing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired about him. One sahabi offers to go and see, to investigate what has happened to him. When he goes to his home, the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting in a state of grief with his head down. And when the sahabi inquires from him what has happened, then he said that in view of this ayah of the Quran, I am one that is going to be doomed Because at the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, antahbata a'malukum, that the possibility of your a'mal being nullified, and my a'mal are going to be nullified, because I speak louder than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I raise my voice louder than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm going to be doomed, and I'm from the people of the fire of Jahannam. This sahabi relates this incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him back, and he says, no, tell him he is from the people of Jannah, he is not from the people of the fire of Jahannam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the narrators of this hadith, he says that when we used to see Thabit, then we used to know in our hearts that he is from the Ahlul Jannah, he is from the people of Jannah. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, in the battle of Yamama, after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the battlefield became very difficult, I saw the sahabi, Hazrat Thabit, he put on hunut, a kind of attar or fragrance that they would use in those days when they would fragrant the body of a janaza. And then he went forward and he advanced in the battlefield and he became a shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were the realities of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That is how seriously sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had taken each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One question that would remain is, after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still stands or not. So in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, obviously after the demise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people came to Masjid al-Nabawi, they came to the Road Aqdas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they began to speak aloud. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took his chadar and he flicked it towards them and he reminded them of this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi, wa la tajharu lahu bil qawl, ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din, an tahbata a'malukum, wa antum la tash'urun. So even after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anywhere near the Rawda Athar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one should exercise caution when one speaks, one should never raise his voice. On this, ulama have also written that the qawl of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is also the hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being recited, or when it is being narrated, then one should also exercise caution that one should not speak in between or interrupt the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all this will be done as a matter of respect, a matter of etiquette, a matter of honor for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last part of the ayat, Allah says, antahbata a'malukum, that if you do this, if you raise your voices higher than that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the fear is that your a'mal will become void. Now a'mal to become void generally would mean that one has left the deen of Islam, and that is why his a'mal will become void. So the ulama have explained that if one shows any form of disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the consequence of that will be that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will snatch away the tawfiq of making tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give that person the divine guidance to make tawbah. Allah will not give him the tawfiq and the divine guidance to carry out good deeds. And when that happens, obviously, the deeds of an individual will cease to continue. And then obviously, a person may then enter the fold of kufr. And those will be very, very difficult moments for a person. And another very important aspect of the ayat is, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, you may not even be aware of it. So when we come back from the beginning, the important aspect is that our deen of Islam is a deen of etiquette. Our deen of Islam is a deen of respect. And in every way, in every manner, we should try and respect every aspect of deen and respect our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.